supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, with another condition, post-traumatic stress, there has long been a suggestion that post-traumatic stress is really a normal reaction to abnormal circumstances. And you've told me you're thinking a little bit along those lines when it comes to anxiety disorders.
And many others, Mike. And let's look at context. So PTSD comes from child abuse, war, rape. These are not normal situations. And anxiety. How many times have you heard somebody say, I'm worried about this country. I'm worried about this planet. You know, I'm worried about, that's anxiety. It is worrisome. It, you know, we hear about potential nuclear threats. We hear about what's happening in our climate. We hear about earthquakes. I mean, it's frightening. It's insecure. So, you know, people who have anxiety, one-third of the population who have anxiety, do they have a mental illness or are they reacting to an environment? Does our culture have a mental illness? And I think it does. And think about mirror neurons, Mike. And you're with somebody who's anxious, you're more likely to be anxious. And so it goes.
Does that impact how we should treat anxiety disorders or how we should even view them?
We know anxiety disorders are treatable. It's the most treatable of all the mental illnesses. And I'll go over some of the options if you like. So, you know, we should get treatment for it to diminish our pain. But my two cents would be to meet as a group, even meet as a community, and support one another. When you have anxiety, even mild to moderate anxiety, you don't feel safe. And what do we need to feel safe? Others, the support of others. And if we can generate that, it will help a great deal.
For people who want to seek treatment for anxiety disorders, what are some of the options?
Well, the psychotherapy options are CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and there's exposure therapy. There's complementary treatments that are very effective, meditation, yoga. Even breathing exercises helps diminish anxiety and increases relaxation. What we call box breathing. Inhale for 5, hold it for 5, exhale for 7 or 8. And that calms us down.
But it sounds like the antidote here could be found perhaps not in something that's called officially anxiety treatment. It could be found in community, in being with others, in doing something that helps some of the big issues you mentioned that are causing all this anxiety.
Exactly. And what we know, what I know personally for myself and my patients, that when we reach out to other, when we help other, we feel better. I have to tell you, Mike, and on a personal note, I'm very involved now with a family from Ukraine who escaped and they're suffering, and I'm very involved in placement for them, getting funds for them. It just changed my outlook on what I'm doing, especially at this stage of my life. You know, it makes me feel more vital, more alive.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike.